What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Cowboy B, you going off over there? I see ya. Starting to get his groove on. See, now this is a little bit different, right? Normally we have Drake, 2 Chainz, and Lil somebody or other. But this time, we had Big Sean join the party. So, see, I like automatically Big Sean because, I don't know, he had the audacity to be different than everybody else in the music industry that's named Lil. Big Sean. Whoever Big Sean is, I'm a fan. I'm a fan, A-Mac.
I mean, he's a good rapper, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan just because he's different.
You should listen to his music.
Well,
and use that as the criteria.
I'll take that step when I have time, which is like never. Yeah, you know, I rarely have time.
Busy man. Would it be possible for you to be at training camp and just like listen to an album? Like while the team is practicing, I imagine you're not talking too much, but maybe just like put on an album. They're not long nowadays. Like 45 minutes. I'll send you an album a day. Try to do something upbeat, and you just, you know, vibe out while you're watching the practice.
And maybe I can start dancing a little bit like Cowboy B did?
Maybe. Maybe you can act when you're doing your interviews after. You can ask them what they think about this this album. Come back to the radio station, share your thoughts.
The next practice is Sunday morning, so let's see what you come up with.
Yeah. If I forget, please do remind me.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that, but you know, if you think about it, if you're progressive and if I can figure out the technology.
So you're telling me right now, like we're looking at each other's eyes for the audience. We're looking into each other's eyes.
We're staring into each other's
eyes. Through the glass.
Yes.
For the audience at home. You're telling me if I send you an album, you will listen to it during training camp.
See, I'll try.
I can't. No. If I'm committing to this, I need you to commit to it too. It's a partnership.
There's a much bigger commitment on my end.
Yeah, I'll acknowledge that.
I mean, it's already hard and distracting enough to watch practice because there's a million things going on and the Great Wall of Ashburn constantly blocks you. So
you can say no. My feelings will not be hurt, I promise.
What if I said I would listen to it on the way to and home?
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, it's like roughly a 23-ish minute drive.
Gotcha.
Maybe I'd do that.
All right, let's do it.
All right. That is AMAC, master of the weird handshake.
You got to describe what happened now.
Okay.
I was going to tease it, but that's, you know, no time like the present before we get back to the call. So AMAC was, for those of you that were with us yesterday, AMAC was a little bit freaked out when I walked up from behind. First time I had seen him in a week, and I totally messed with him. I put a dry thumb.
It was moist.
To his neck. And maybe put a little pressure in the back of his neck just to kind of screw with him a little bit. And he jumped sky high. I mean,
slight jump.
Ah, sky high was how I interpreted it. And was mad. And then yesterday, after the show, I also patted him on the head.
Like, come on.
With a hat. Yeah. And I said, good job, man. I, you know, like, always a good show with you.
By the way, I'm 29 years old.
Yes. And you said, well, what am I, a dog?
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it at the time, but maybe it was a little inappropriate to pat you on the head. It was more like, you know, in baseball, you used to see this a lot. They would pat each other on the ass, you know, like a slap on the ass. You know, like, good job, man. I'm not going to do that to you. But I was, you know, you were sitting. I was standing near you. So I gave you a pat on the head.
Why does it have to be those two options? I'm sorry to delay this story, but like those are the two options that you had available to you. There was nothing
but
else
then,
in between.
Wait. You know, you accused me, you're threatening to take me to HR, which we don't have, and you were like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to report you, and why do you have to be so hands-on, or whatever the hell you said. And then you came up to me, and you put your hand on my shoulder, and you're like pushing my shoulder and squeezing my shoulder, and it just... You were trying to make your point, and you were like, hand on your shoulder, like, okay, all right, okay. I think we're even now. Hand on my head, thumb to your neck. You're putting your hand on. We're both weird, okay? We're both weird. And maybe we both, you know, in the spirit of Christian Wilkins from the Raiders, we didn't give each other
no,
a kiss.
No.
But maybe we should both be reported to HR.
Listen.
Maybe we should each report each other to HR.
Do not mention me after you mentioned Christian Wilkins. See, I felt I was on the same page.
I said maybe we're not Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, but you could have just left that out.
Of course I can't. I mean, I'm trying to make the radio show as uncomfortable and as awkward as I can. I mean, there's only so much you can talk about Terry McLaurin. Right? There's only so much. Anyway, long and the short of it, today, I swear I was on my good behavior. I was here. I was sitting in the control room with Mad Max and Cowboy B, and AMAC walks in, says hi, nothing wrong. Hey, man, give each other a handshake. Good to see you. Good, you know, good to be seen, all that stuff. Then he comes in during the first break, and he gives me this weird, what did you call it? Like, hug handshake or hug shake,
yeah,
or something? What did you call it?
Kids would call a hand hug. So imagine
a hand hug.
Imagine, audience, imagine someone going up for a high five.
Right. Because I went for like a fist bump or
no,
whatever.
You did high five.
Okay.
High five,
all right. That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. High five. And then someone else comes, connects with the high five, and then uses the thumb to wrap around the hand,
which is incredibly weird.
I don't think it's on the same. I'm not a tit for tat guy, so we don't have to go tit for tat here. But I think it's still like base level. Like we're just entering the ground floor in the building of Chris Russell weirdness with a hand hug. Like,
what do you think? I've got a penthouse of weirdness.
Yes, you are living in penthouse level of weirdness.
Really?
Yeah, and I just entered the ground floor. I looked around. I was like, not my building, and walked out with a hand hug. That's all.
I think you're pretty weird, too.
Maybe. Yeah.
But you have your own building? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but and I also keep my weirdness to myself. Uh-huh. You know, if somebody asks me to share my weird behavior.
Except for your befuddling hand hug.
Yeah. But see,
and your shoulder shake yesterday.
You touched me with the shoulder shake was like, stop. That was the shoulder shake. Like, you patted me on my head. Like, that, 29 years old. Like, no, I'm not a good boy after school. This isn't, you don't do that. So the shoulder shake.
Are you really mad at me?
No, I'm not mad, but it's just, you know, yeah, just relax.
Would you rather me.
Again.
Just be like, hey, AMAC, good job.
It's not, yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
All right.
Handshake, great job.
Yeah. Let's be men, right?
Or human beings, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Respectful, prideful. Leave each other alone.
Okay, see, you're doing this either or bit.
Like, well, I'm just saying. I'm trying to paint a word picture for our audience. You know, they can't see what craziness you're doing to me. They can't see this. So I'm trying to paint a word picture.
Cue the violin.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, speaking of a word picture, I don't know if this is a word picture, but it will be lots of pictures and lots of video and lots of hugs, I would imagine, and lots of interesting emotions, I'm sure. You know, the NFL preseason sucks. I mean, the games are not good. They don't mean anything. But I didn't realize this. On Thursday night, one night before the Commanders and Patriots play in a preseason game in which I could virtually guarantee almost nobody from the Commanders of starting significance is going to play. And if they play, it's a series at best, and I don't even think Jaden Daniels or the starters are going to play. I don't know that. I don't think so. But on Thursday night, in Seattle, you know who plays in Seattle against the Seahawks on Thursday night? You know, AMAC?
What's that?
You weren't paying attention.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm doing stuff.
You're doing stuff.
Yeah, what's
okay.
up?
All right. That's all right.
I'm here now. What's up?
I said on Thursday night mm-hmm. in NFL preseason action.
Yeah.
Games usually don't mean anything. There's really nothing to look super forward to. I said on Friday night, the Commanders, probably after a joint practice with the Patriots, are probably not going to play any of their significant players at all. If they play, it might be a series, but I don't even think, I'm not expecting them to start Jaden Daniels. I'm not expecting them to start Brian Robinson or Laremy Tunsil mm-hmm. or Marshawn Lattimore or Bobby Wagner or Deron Payne, whatever. We can go down the list. I'm not expecting. I don't know, but I'm not expecting. But on Thursday night, late night, probably 10 o'clock Eastern time, maybe 10:30, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The Las Vegas Raiders are going to play against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle.
Mm.
You know why that's significant?
Quarterback swap, right?
Yeah. Geno Smith going to play against his former team.
But you think he's going to play?
Pete Carroll said he plans to play his starters on Thursday night against the Seahawks, which also means that Pete Carroll, the new Raiders head coach, is returning to Seattle as well, where he was fired a year ago.
Yeah.
For the first time. So how about that?
Yeah.
You get a little Pete Carroll action, Geno Smith action in Seattle against the Seahawks. I like it.
But see, I like
gives us a little something to look forward to, a little juice.
Yeah, I like looking at the backups too, especially for your team.
I don't mean to say that the game is not going to be on Friday night for us. Of course, it's going to be or for the Washington. Of course, it's going to be significant because you want to see how Kane Medrano and the kid from last year, Dom Hampton, go against Travion Henderson, who's supposedly having a great camp and who had a big play yesterday and whatnot that everybody's raving about. You want to see how Julian Good-Jones, you know, and Nick Allegretti perform at center, right? You want to see all these things. I presume, I don't know why he wouldn't, that first-round pick Josh Connerly Jr. will play because he's not a definitive starter at this point. I don't know if Andrew Wiley will play. Maybe they will. I have no idea. But he's not a definitive starter either. But I don't think you're going to see definitive starters, i.e. Larry Metunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, Bobby Wagner, Daron Payne, probably no Dorrance Armstrong. I would imagine no Von Miller. Maybe Javon Kinlaw. I'm not sure. I wouldn't imagine you'll see Frankie Louvu. Maybe not even Mikey Sanders still. I assume you'll see the guys like Dietrich Wise, and Jonathan Jones, who we had on the show yesterday, in their return against New England. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Anyway, back to the phones we go. Let's go to EJ in DC on line two. What up, EJ? How are you? Thanks for hanging in there.
Bless up to you, Rooster, you and AMAC, man. First of all,
we try and keep it comfortably awkward is how I would describe
it. Yeah. let me give it to you, Hood 101. Don't pat a grown man on the head. Okay. Rooster. Don't do that. That's something you don't do, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Simple as that.
Okay.
You don't kiss him on the head, you don't pat him on the head. He's a grown man. What you do is shake his hand and say good job.
Okay.
And that will keep everything going.
I'll admit that I may have violated, you know, the code.
Yeah, you did. But
you don't think he violated the code by grabbing onto my shoulder and shaking it?
No, he did that, and afterwards let you know to don't do what you did again.
All right. What about the hand hug? You think that's weird?
Yeah. Okay. Just don't pat the man on the head.
Okay. Huh?
Okay. And this is what I want to call for, Rooster. How is it that they say that DJ Metcalf's contract is an outlier, is a bad contract, and he hasn't played a down for the Pittsburgh Steelers yet? If he comes up this year and has 15 touchdowns and 1,000 yards, is it still a bad contract? But like with Terry, they said it's not what you did last year, it's what you're going to do in the future.
Right.
But with DJ Metcalf, is what he did last year.
Which got him the contract.
Got the contract
right.
This year.
Well, and the only way I can answer that, EJ, is every team, every GM, every organization thinks differently, right? I mean, not everything is six of one, half dozen of the other. The Commanders seem to be dismissing what Terry did even last year to some degree, and certainly what he did the first 6 years before that. Whereas the Steelers are saying, in order to get DK Metcalf, we have to pay him for his past.
Yeah, and I don't expect them to pay Terry because about his past. I'm talking about he played for this regime 1 year, and he put up hell of a stats. And this is the first time he ever played with a top-quality quarterback.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing these guys calling in here saying, Tom Brady didn't have no receiver, Josh Allen didn't have a receiver, Mac Holmes, he didn't have a receiver. Jaden Daniels are none of those. Jaden Daniels played 1 year in the NFL. He has a lot of potential to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But in my understanding of this league, is year after year after year after year. You have to do that over years. Tom Brady, it took Tom Brady years to learn to play without a receiver. It took Mahomes years of playing with Tyreek Hill and all them to play without a receiver. So we can't say Jaden Daniels can play without a receiver. We haven't seen him do it yet.
Correct.
You know,
but they might be thinking Jaden doesn't need a top shelf or top paid receiver. That might be part of their thinking. Of course it does. But you just cited some of the examples, Brady, where Adam Peters was in New England at one point.
Hall of Famers. Yeah. Jaden is not a Hall of Famer.
I understand that. I understand that. But they may already be thinking, hey, Lamar does it. Josh Allen does it. You know, Brady did it. You may be, I mean, that may be already part of their thinking.
But I think that's a sub part of their thinking. I think the real part of their thinking is, hey, man, he's 30 or he's going to be 30 in week two. And by the time the contract extension, if we're talking about a true extension, kicks in, he'll be near 31. And he is smaller than DK Metcalf. And DK Metcalf is not only younger, but he's also bigger. So when DK Metcalf's maybe speed and explosion loses a step, he's still got his size and his physique and his body frame to make catches and run routes and to be maybe a different receiver. Does Terry have that? And maybe in their eyes they say, eh, not sure if he does.
Well, even Terry hasn't
even
been
though
hurt.
He does.
Terry hasn't been hurt.
Yep. No, I agree.
Terry, DK Metcalf has been hurt more than Terry.
I understand that. And that is part of what his agent, what's the agent's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Bubba.
Who?
I think it's Bubba. Is it Bubba something?
No, it's not Bubba. I just mentioned it last hour. I'm just drawing a blank right now. But maybe that's what the agent is saying is – You know, well, I know that's what the agent is saying because that's what Terry said at Eastern Motors. He says, I missed a game. And I know, I talked to the agent last week. Buddy Baker, there you go. He was shouting the same thing. Terry has not missed a game. Never mind a game, he doesn't miss practice. You know?
Yes, so, and he's a great person.
Yep,
and I just want to say one more thing.
Yep, quick.
And this is just another thing I want to say to the fans. When men are discussing their money, you know, I know you have an opinion, but I think like Kevin Sheehan and Grant and Danny, when Trent Williams was going through his thing with that, you know what they said? He wasn't that good. He did this. He did that. He missed a drug test. He did all of this. And he went right to San Francisco. They paid him his money. And he's the best in the game again. You don't have to tear down a man because he's going to play for another team. We are grown-ups. This is just a sport. It's recreation to us. It's a business to them.
I understand.
I'm going to sit back and listen. Right.
Thank you, EJ. I appreciate it. I don't think there's anything wrong with pointing out facts. You know, like I pointed out facts on Von Miller. I said, you know, here's why I don't love the move. He's got a domestic violence issue or incident in his past recently. He had two major leg injuries recently. But I pointed out the good, too. You know, fans have to understand that there's both sides of the aisle, both sides of the coin, right? So same thing with Trent Williams. You know, Trent, I thought, was and his agent were acting a little irresponsibly. But that being said, I don't blame them for being pissed and not handling Bruce Allen with kid gloves because Bruce Allen was a walking, breathing screw-up. And that's why he's out of the league, because nobody thought he was good. Nobody thought he was smart. Only Bruce Allen thought he was smart, and Dan Snyder, which should tell you everything. We're on the Team 980, always live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We're going to take a break. Actually, we'll probably maybe double up the break and do the trending alert on the back end. Why don't we do that to get back on track, because I went a little bit long here. So hang tight. We'll have a trending alert in just a couple of minutes when we come back, and then right back to your calls. On a Tuesday afternoon on the Team 980, iHeartRadio, Odyssey app, and tune in. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Nationals are back home tonight. This is my guy, Big Sean. Right? Instead of Lil B, Lil Weezy, Lil Jeezy.
There's no such thing as a Lil Jeezy.
There isn't?
No.
I thought there was. Lil Ant? Lil?
Don't know a
Little Lil A-Mac?
Don't know a Lil A-Mac. No.
All right. I know not to pat you on the head anymore. My bad. I screwed up. I'll take the punishment like a man. You know,
by the way, no one's punishing you.
Okay. All right. The verbal punishment, the disappointment in you. That's okay. It's all right. I'll be better. I promise. Anyway, the Nationals are back home tonight. Yay! Against Luis Severino and the not Oakland Athletics anymore, just the Athletics, because they're playing in Sacramento, as everybody knows. And they're eventually playing in Vegas, where I was. I saw the stadium footprint just briefly as we passed it. I mean, obviously, they're just clearing the land and doing all the prep work and all that stuff. But the Nationals, I think I mentioned there was breaking news earlier in the show, and I keep forgetting to do it. So I'll do it now before I forget. But Cade Cavalli is making his return to the major leagues and the Nats starting rotation tomorrow night per Grant Paulson, first on the scene, I believe. That's where I saw it first. He will start tomorrow night, not tonight. Mackenzie Gore is tonight. And he needs a big start. He needs a good start. But looks like Cade Cavalli is going to come up and start tomorrow night after being out for a year and a half. So that will be interesting. All right, so that's that. Again, back to the Terry McLaurin thing. Look, I don't think he has turned his back much on you guys. I think as long as you all understand that this was a business tactic, and as long as it doesn't ultimately end up in a trade or it goes from a trade request to a trade demand, like I view Micah Parsons as a trade demand. Micah Parsons went to divorce court on social media on Friday, and I still think he'll be with the Cowboys because I think he was just blowing hot air. Terry McLaurin has not done that. As a matter of fact, Terry McLaurin hasn't even spoke to the issue, right? So I think there is a level of difference, certainly between Micah Parsons and even what the nonsense that Myles Garrett pulled. I mean, Myles Garrett can never, ever, 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 ever be trusted again, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, he literally screamed, to anyone who would listen, I want out. I want to trade. I want nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns. And as soon as they put $40 million a year in front of him, he was like, where can I sign? And can I sign with the tail between my legs? Right? Myles Garrett can never be trusted again, period. Micah Parsons.
Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Micah Parsons, when he signs his new contract with the Cowboys, he's going to look like a fool. Because he said, I want a divorce from the Cowboys. I'm even considering quitting playing for the Cowboys, or whatever he said.
Why can't we just look at it like a part of negotiation?
Because Terry, I believe, is negotiating. Micah Parsons went to divorce court. Micah Parsons took the machete to the relationship. Myles Garrett screamed to the high heavens to anybody that would gobble it up. And there were plenty that gobbled it up. And I did too. I thought he legitimately wanted out of Cleveland. And as soon as Cleveland waved the $40 million per year check in front of him, he lapped it up like a thirsty dog. There's a difference. You can't tell me it's one and the same.
I believe so. I think, like, yes, there are different levels of, like, asking for a trade. I do take that and hear that and understand that. Like,
and I think Terry is less menacing.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think it's still asking for a trade. They're all part of the the same community.
Yeah.
And like, you're right. Like, you ask for a trade, you should mean what you say. But knowing that we always acknowledge the NFL is a business, I'm not necessarily looking at it like face value. I'm looking at it more so, we can't get a deal done, and this is how I'm going to either force your hand to get that deal done or find somewhere where I can get this deal done. So I'm not – it's not just A and B for me. I'm seeing it more as just a part of a negotiation strategy where all the parties that you just named are kind of using the same tactic.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally understand what you're saying, and you're probably more right than I am. But I would just say there's different ways to go about it. Like, to me, Terry filed a leverage claim. Micah took a machete to the situation. Myles Garrett had excommunicated himself from the Cleveland Browns until they put a big paycheck in front of him. So I do think there are differences and layers and nuance, but I agree with you that under the general premise, it's all in the same neighborhood. It's just how you do your lawn, okay? Or maybe how you decorate the front of your house or whatever. But, you know, reasonable minds can disagree. Let's get to our guy, Athens in Annapolis. I forgot that some guys have been holding on for a long time. Double A, good to hear from you. Sorry about the long wait. I apologize. How are you, my friend?
Good. I thought I was on Grant and Danny for a minute. That's okay.
Wow. I am sorry about that. By the way, I want to let you know, I was thinking about you while I was gone in Vegas. I booked a reservation for the eatery that you told me to go to. The problem is they didn't have a reservation for like 2.5 hours when we were ready to go to dinner. So we couldn't go. We couldn't go. I should have booked it earlier, and I screwed up. When I go with Tyler to Las Vegas for his 25th, around his 25th birthday, it may not be exactly on his 25th next year, I promise you I will go to that restaurant on your accord.
Best Italian food you'll ever eat, I guarantee it.
Yep.
So
I did seriously try, and I very much considered it based on your recommendation, and the pictures looked amazing.
Oh, it's incredible! You'll never want to eat Italian any other place after when you go eat there. It's like a old the old spots used to be in New York, in the '60s and '70s with the mob and stuff like that. So you know. Who knows more about the mob than me? You know?
Exactly. I mean, you know about the Greek mafia, from head to toe.
Exactly. But see, here's the thing. Terry didn't turn his back on us. It's you that turned your back on us by leaving us with Linus Winingham last week. You should have seen what that guy was up to and what he was talking about.
What was he doing?
I mean, it was
out of
control.
What kind of chicanery was he pulling?
He was talking about BBLs on the first day. and God knows, I can't even remember on the second day, he was so out of control.
What is a BBL?
Thank God. You don't want to know.
Okay.
Consider yourself lucky.
I'll let you tell him, AMAC.
Okay. All right.
I'll let you tell him off air, AMAC.
You need to tell me that story off air. Okay.
See, but here's the thing about Terry. Terry's not a good businessman, okay, because I just looked up on SpotTrack his rookie contract. He had 4 years at $3.8 million. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kyren Williams just got a new contract today from the Rams, and he's only been in the league 2 years, and he was a fifth-round pick, okay? So my point is, if you're a good negotiator, he could have gone to the team after the second year and said, listen, I've outperformed my rookie contract. I'm the best offensive player you have. Pay me. I'm guaranteed they would have paid him, I don't know, at least 12,
well, I don't,
14
I don't
million
think
a year.
I think Kyren's been in 3 years, right? Because the rule is that you have to be 3 years removed from your draft status. I believe it's three. I know it's 3 years. I believe that's for all draft picks, but I would have to double check that. But I'm pretty sure it's for all draft picks.
Well, still, then he could have gone after his third year. Then he wasted a whole year. So, you know, my thing is this: for me, what bothers me more than anything is the whole injury phoniness around this whole situation. Eating $200,000 in fines and then backdooring into not only am I injured, but I'm on the pup. Because this is going to be blown up like somebody's going to do this, but on steroids now in the future. And what I mean by that is they're going to take the little crack that Terry found in the foundation and exploit it and use it as a whole nother leverage point. And that's just the wrong message, I think, to send to sports in general. It's the wrong message to send up-and-coming athletes. There was a way to do this. He could not be practicing right now and be holding in. He could have done the right thing from the beginning, but using the phony angle of this BS ankle injury has just really turned me to the point where I could really care less if he's here or not, because if you're going to just have to lie, you're going to sit here and talk about you're this model citizen, but then you're going to lie about an injury just so you don't have to pay fines. It's business, but You could have gone about it differently.
I agree with you completely, but maybe the team agreed to that as well, with the hope that getting him back in the building would lead towards a defrosting of the situation.
But do you agree that somebody else is going to use this next year and the year after and the year after, but probably on a bigger scale?
Sit-ins are becoming the in vogue thing, right? Just like, it may not be about average annual value. It might be about total guarantees. It might be about fully guaranteed money. It might not be what is traditionally considered what people look at, and that's AAV, right? There's different ways to attack, different ways to handle the situation. Clearly, sit-ins are an agent's tactic to avoid the fines, which they desperately don't want to have. The problem that I see, again, and without the Commanders being transparent, which they were not, the problem that I see is, did the Commanders agree to come up with this cooked? We already saw that they tried to hide and cover up the Jaden Daniels injury last year. In Jaden's words, right? So, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, maybe they need to go to the Bootlegger Bistro out in Las Vegas and have a nice dinner and work this thing out.
There you go.
So.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Always good to hear from you, my friend. Sorry about the long wait.
You too, bud.
I appreciate you, as always. That's a double A. All right, let's squeeze in Mitch in Jersey here, and then we're going to move on to the first unofficial depth chart, which bores the living daylights out of me, but got to talk about it. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, Chris?
All right, Mitch. What's going on?
Yeah, but Kyren, I think he's hurt himself. I mean, Washington's a top five team in the NFC. Definitely making playoffs. He forces a trade. He's probably going to go to a weaker team. And also, Washington's got to think if he want to make, if probably going to make the playoffs, might not make the playoffs without him. So they'll get back their money. So I think it's foolish. And when you're saying about Jalen Daniels not reporting or they'll hide an injury, you may learn their lesson from quarterbacks of the mind. One of the draft ahead of Kirk Cousins in the same draft. The name escapes my mind for some reason. That's just me. Thank you. It's me. If that you're playing, supposed to be doctors. The doctor's supposed to tell you, what's right, what's wrong. I don't think you should hire injuries.
I agree with that.
You should be penalized for that.
They might be. I don't know how much the NFL wants to go after them, but they could be, because they were not. They were not, I don't want to say they were lying, but they were less than transparent. I will tell you that. Period. End of story right there. And you could say that they were not telling the truth. If Jaden is right, which I would presume he's right, that he knows. Right?
You're right. I just can't imagine that. Oh, he had to hold back the pain.
Yep.
That's just painful, just thinking about it.
All right.
Just walking.
All right. Chris, you go. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. All right. Let's take a timeout. We are with you on the Team 980. We are on the radio all throughout the DMV. We are also streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, the Commanders, no practice today. Off to Gillette Stadium, or just behind Gillette Stadium tomorrow for a joint practice with Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. That means Drake May, Travion Henderson, and the rest of the Patriots in a one-day joint practice, then the preseason lid lifter on Friday night inside Gillette Stadium. Meanwhile, lots of NFL news. Teddy Bridgewater coming out of retirement. Remember, he was with the Pistons, with the Lions for the playoff loss to the Commanders last year. Didn't play all but like two snaps in that game at the very end, but now he's signing a deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield a little bit banged up on the hand. Meanwhile, Kyren Williams getting a three-year, $33 million extension with the Los Angeles Rams. Green Bay Packers corner, let's pull it up here just to make sure. Nate Hobbs. I was confusing him with somebody else, who's expected to be a big part of their defense. And certainly the week two opponent for the Washington Commanders had a meniscus tear, and he could be back for the season opener against the Detroit Lions. But he is expected to miss the remainder of training camp. From the WNBA, the Washington Mystics, who play tonight in Chicago right here on the Team 980, have made a trade. They have traded Brittany Sykes to the Seattle Storm in a deal that will also send Alicia Clark and a 2026 first-round pick back to the Mystics, according to ESPN. Sykes was averaging 15.4 points per game this year, along with 4.3 assists. Again, Mystics basketball tonight in Chicago, right here on the Team 980. They've lost five out of their last seven, and they are 13-15 overall. And the Nationals are back on the diamond tonight. They host the Athletics, 6:45, pending the rain. 106.7 The Fan, Luis Severino, Mackenzie Gore, and Kate Cavalli gonna get the call up to return to the starting rotation for the first time in about a year and a half tomorrow night, according and first reported by Grant Paulson of 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anybody remember Trey Wingo, longtime ESPN personality? We've had him on once or twice over the years. I don't know exactly what he's doing right now. I don't know. But he, man, did he draw the ire. Man, did he draw the ire of Commanders fans. He commented on a video of Jaden Daniels' mom being on the stage, being on the set of NFL Network, Mike Garofalo interviewing Jaden Daniels the other day. And basically, it was sent to me, that dopey Dove Kleiman website, whatever, which we don't even know if that's a real person. You know, like he tweeted with the video, Jaden Daniels and his mom are inseparable with a heart. Regina is Jaden's best friend, agent, money manager, and mother. What a special relationship. All right. You know, I mean, that's, you know. Jaden went on to say, Jaden is rarely seen without his mother by his side. So to that, Trey Wingo attached or quote tweeted that and said, quote, she needs a hobby, end quote. And man, did that infuriate Commanders fans. Woo! What do you make of that? What do you make of that? She needs a hobby. I'll tell you what I think about that when we return on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.